This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Wildfires in Hawaii, Canada, Algeria, severe flooding in Vermont, record-breaking heat from Arizona to China. The climate is changing before our eyes, and we have to work in it, which raises a question for employers. To what extent do they have to adapt so their workers can cope? Jennifer Moss is a workplace cultural strategist, and she spoke with my colleague David Brancaccio.
I mean, we think right away of road crews or delivery people working outside in very hot conditions, hotter conditions. Crucial issue, right? But it's more than that that you're thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing this across the board now. When you look at the reports of readiness for global organizations, it shows that around two-thirds of large companies have at least one asset highly exposed to the physical risk of climate change. And yet only one in five companies has a plan in place to adapt to these risks. So we're seeing more and more companies take an effort to get prepared to handle some of these big, you know, situations, these crises. But a lot of people are still very unprepared.
All right. So a workplace may be air conditioned on the inside, but that may not help if it's 6 inches above sea level and at risk for getting flooded out.
That's exactly it. And we're seeing companies realize that they have to change their facilities, get prepared. When you really look at the impact, if they don't, I mean, we're looking at, for example, Amazon. He is placing a deep threat on retention. They had 100% turnover last year, and they're finding that some of the reasons why people are leaving are because of heat and stress.
In many business contracts, there's something called the force majeure. If something giant happens, an act of God, you can get out of the contract. But if there is a big natural disaster, a force majeure that happens, and employees can't get into work normally, I don't see anything in many employee handbooks that tells you what the rules are supposed to be.
We're starting to see more organizations setting up, you know, emergency savings benefits, but it's a pretty nebulous, you know, there's not a lot of concrete policies, and that's why we need it codified into the government. We're seeing a massive competition in talent, and we're going to continue to see this talent shortage. And so if you're a company that's really clear in how you are going to support people in these environments, in these dangerous environments, in this future of real impact from climate change, you're going to be the organization that stands above.
Jennifer Moss is an author and researcher specializing in workplace issues. Her books include Unlocking Happiness at Work and The Burnout Epidemic. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me, David.